In honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel lesson. Our Gospel lesson today is taken from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 25, where the Savior of the world is revealed to Simeon, just as was promised. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, you have promised. You now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was widowed until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them, at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Please be seated. Good morning, Emmanuel. Good morning. It's wonderful to be here this morning to share the Word of God with you and give thanks to the Lord for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, I'd like to begin by asking you a question. Now, I know that some of you may not have lived in California your whole life, so you might have encountered this in your life somewhere else where you may have lived, but have you ever experienced one of those power outages? Now, we still have them in California, but I know in the Midwest, when they have those big winter storms, they have power outages as well, and I grew up in Midwest and remember some of those. And if it happens at night, everyone seems to be looking for some candle in the kitchen or in the cupboard, or looking for the flashlight, or trying to get the batteries to operate the flashlight. And what a joy it is when the electricity comes back on, because if you're in the colder part of the country, the heat comes on as well. And everything starts working, and the light chases away the darkness of the night. We are able to see clearly. We are able to see those things around us that we were prevented to see because of the darkness of night. Now, in our text today from the gospel lesson from Luke chapter 2, when Simeon saw the baby Jesus, when he saw this baby cradled in the arms of his mother Mary, even though it was broad daylight, it was as if for Simeon that the light had come on, that the light had been turned on him, enabling him to see like he's never been able to see before. He saw with his very own eyes, the Messiah, the people for generations. Think of it. For generations had waited for, there right before him, holding him in his very arms. He could see. He could see in this very small baby something very, very special. He is the light that will reveal God to all people. To all people. He will drive away the darkness of sin that surrounds and enshrouds the entire world. He will bring the light of forgiveness and hope and even eternal life to all who will put their faith, their trust, their confidence, their weight in Him. He is God's greatest Christmas gift to the entire world and to each one of us again this morning. The gift that God has given to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, how did Simeon meet Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus? Well, Joseph and Mary made the trip from Bethlehem to the temple in Jerusalem, where they planned, as was required by the law, to present their child to the Lord. He was the firstborn. And to make sacrifice for Mary's purification. This was all, as Luke points out, part of the law of Moses. But this meeting, we want to be very clear about, was no coincidence whatsoever. The Holy Spirit guided Simeon that day in the temple to this special couple. We are told long before this day, the Holy Spirit had promised Simeon, had told Simeon that he would not die, he would not experience death until he had himself seen the Messiah. As the old man Simeon took this blessed child into his arms, again, it was revealed to him like a light in a dark room that suddenly flashed on. A light in a dark room that this is the child he and all the world had been waiting for. Imagine what it would be like to be Simeon, realizing that very moment. And Simeon went on to say some amazing things. He said, "Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant depart in peace. For with my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel." This child cradled in Simeon's arms would, think about it, light up the whole world. And 2,000 years later, people all over the world are celebrating this baby who brought light into the world and to each one of us, even here this morning. This child in Simeon's arm would accomplish this. In fact, all of Scripture comes together and speaks about this. We can turn to St. John in his gospel when he says, "The Word," meaning Jesus, "the Word of God that became flesh, was a source of life. And this life brought light to all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. Not in 2,000 years. If the world is here another 1,000 years or another 2,000 years, it will never put out the light of Jesus Christ and the gospel. This was real light, John says, the light that comes into the world and shines on all people. All people. All people who hear the message of salvation. That very light shines upon them. This is why the church is the light of the world. The light that we bear is the gospel, the message of salvation found in the life, death, and resurrection of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. When Simeon handed the baby back to Mary, Simeon knew that his long life was now coming to a close. Death would not be long now that the Holy Spirit had provided that promise to him that he would see with his own eyes the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And having seen and held the light of the world in his very own arms, he could now, as he says, depart in peace from the world that he was living in. The very peace that Jesus Christ came into the world to give, not only to Simeon, but to each of us. And we remember even on that holy night, that same peace the angels announced and promised to the shepherds when they said, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom God's favor rest. You see, men did nothing to bring Jesus into the world. But it's God's favor, His grace, that caused Him to send His Son into the world. Undeserving as we are and were, Jesus came into the world for us. After He blessed Mary and Joseph, Simeon went on to tell them some other things. A bright light cast a deep shadow, a very deep shadow. And as many people rejoiced to learn who Jesus was, God's Messiah and Savior for the entire world, others would despise Him. Others would hate Him. Others would seek to destroy Him. He would force people to choose whether they really wanted to get close to God or whether they wanted, as St. John says in chapter 1, to stay in the darkness, to cover up their deeds of wickedness. He would expose people who would not want to get into the light. This child would bring light into the darkness of the world, and the world would never be the same again. He warned Mary that this would bring her great sorrow and sadness in her life at some time. Old Simeon had lived long enough, though, to know that if God wanted to bless us, if the Lord God wanted to deliver us and bring salvation to the world and to His people and bless all nations, like He promised Abraham long ago when He made His covenant with him, He must then destroy that which separates us from Him. He must destroy the power that sin has over us and keeps us in bondage. That confrontation would not come cheaply. Our salvation would cost our God dearly. The little baby boy, Jesus, would grow up, become a man. He would live and die for us in our place, as Scripture tells us, on that rugged cross outside of Jerusalem on Good Friday. And all of this would be according to God's incredible plan of salvation, a plan that He prepared even in eternity to save us, that we might be with Him forever in heaven. What a wonderful God, an incredible God we, as Christian people, proclaim to the darkened world, a God who brings salvation to us, not only when we die, but even while we are living. He's there constantly guiding and directing us. His death would be that sacrifice of an atonement, that perfect atonement by the perfect Son of God that would ultimately, again, bring forgiveness of all of our sins. It would breach that great chasm between God and man, that chasm which separates us, which is sin. It would breach that chasm. I've seen pictures in Bible stores, and maybe you've seen it too, where the cross of Jesus is like a drawbridge that is lowered across the chasm between God and man. It bridges the gap of sin. And that's exactly what God does for us in Christ. He makes the drawbridge. He creates it so we can walk across to the other side, providing us fellowship with Him today and every day, providing us forgiveness of sins today and every day, reconciliation between God and man. The cross stands, you see, behind the manger. There is a close connection between Christmas and the cross. And you can't really go to a Christmas service without hearing it spoken about at all. Jesus had come to bring God's light, God's love, God's grace into the lives of people wherever they may be. Now, when we think of darkness, we also realize that darkness is different for different people. Darkness can be struggling with an illness, a disease that keeps us from doing the things we want to do and weighs us down. Darkness can be growing older and losing our independence. Darkness can be dealing with an addiction, and that is a major problem within our society today with all different kinds of addictions. not allowing us to free ourselves from those things. Darkness can be living in an unhappy relationship or not getting along with people at work and dreading to go to work and seeing your boss. Living your life without a loved one who has died and been taken to be with the Lord. Struggling to make ends meet. And there are so many other ideas or things of darkness that can come to our mind, and you can kind of fill in the blank there. But yet the deepest darkness inside of each of us, it's the darkness of sin that affects every moment of every day of our life. It affects the thoughts we have, the words we say, and the actions that we do. And those things we regret and get us into trouble and wish we hadn't said or did those things. We can reflect upon our life as we get older and say, gee, I wish I could go back and fix this, 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 and this, and many other things. We recognize this darkness within each of us in the confession of sins that we make at the beginning of the service to our Lord and to our God. And Simeon recognized in the baby Jesus a light that would bring salvation, you see, bring salvation to everyone who walks in darkness, everyone who might be trapped in darkness even today. A light that will change things, a light that will change people, a light that will change the world. Certainly there is darkness around us in our world, and at times the darkness creeps in our lives, but the light of Jesus overpowers it when we look to Him and to the manger and to the cross and to heaven and to our hope that comes to us in Him. Where there is despair, what does Christ bring? Christ brings hope. Where there is weakness in our lives, Christ brings strength to each and every one of us. Where there is anxiety and worry, He provides what we need, that peace. And sometimes we say, Lord, I need that peace that surpasses all human understanding. And where there is sickness, He gives us that hope to hang in there no matter what. And where there is failure, He gives us His love and assures us of His forgiveness. And when there is death that comes to all of us, He gives us eternal life. Eternal life. I remember when President Bush passed away, the senior, not too long ago, he told his son, they reported in the news, he said to his son, I'm going to heaven. He was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to heaven. And that's what each one of us need to say to those we're leaving behind. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to be with Jesus. Don't grieve so much, because I'll be in a better place and I'll be waiting for you when you get there too. We'll be going to heaven to be with the Lord. Wherever there is darkness in your life, in your family, or in our world, wherever it may be, Christ is ready to bring the light of life to chase away the darkness that enshrouds the lives of people who live in this world. And that's the message of the church. Christ brings light, life, salvation. He brings joy to our hearts. Notice all the people in the Bible who had difficulties, and some of them, they got down and out. But yet in it, they realized that God was there and they rejoiced. They looked at it in a positive way. What is God teaching me here? It's a difficult lesson. But God is at work and will not abandon you or me or any of us. I think it's kind of important again for us to remember when we think of Simeon this morning, to think about what he saw and ask God to help us to see it each and every day. To help us to see that the one he saw is the one who will bring peace and joy and forgiveness and happiness in our darkened world. So whatever the darkness you might experience in your life, or whenever that darkness could come or has been there, his love never changes. In his light, you will find strength to carry on, to move forward. That's what the church does. We can look at its history. In all of its persecution, the church moved forward. The Lord was with the church. The church grew and strengthened even in its adversity. in his light, darkness will be replaced with hope, with love, and forgiveness. One thing we can be certain of is that the baby Jesus makes all things new. It's a new day because of Jesus. And I just have a few closing thoughts. When Simeon was holding baby Jesus in his arms, the words again he spoke were remarkable indeed. They were, if you notice, vast. They were actually universal. Universal words. He said that this child had come into the world for all people, for people of every nation, every language, every culture, for everyone. Everyone living in Clovis, everyone living in Fresno, everyone living in California, the United States, any country in the world, he came in for those people, for you, for me, for everyone. Jesus, Simeon is saying, and the scriptures tell us, is the Savior of the whole world. Scripture tells us the reason God hasn't come is because he's giving more time for his people to spread the word, to bring more people into the light and be saved. This is God's Son who gives his life to rescue us from sin and death and the powers of darkness through his perfect life, death, and resurrection. That wonderful resurrection that in a few months we will celebrate again on Easter Sunday. Jesus Christ was born to bring salvation to all people. So this morning, as we reflect upon 2018, we only have a few days left, and then we're going to move into a brand new year, 2019. Let's take the Christmas joy into the new year. Let's every day wake up and remember what Simeon said. I have now seen with my own eyes the salvation of the world. And if we begin each morning that way, thinking of those words of Simeon, I've seen the salvation, our day will be brighter. Things may be challenging, but we'll get through it because Jesus is with us. Let's take Christmas joy into the new year. And let us join with Simeon and his praise of thanksgiving to God when he said, with my own eyes, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of your people, Israel. And all of God's people said, Amen.